This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The April jobs report comes out today, and it's expected to be good. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani's got this.
The jobs market has been steadily improving. Nearly a million jobs were added in March, and analysts predict roughly another million were last month, too. Last week's jobless benefit applications hit the lowest point of the pandemic. Consumer confidence and spending have been soaring, with more businesses reopening amid looser virus restrictions. Americans, on average, have also boosted their savings and wealth, partly due to stimulus checks, and partly because more affluent households have saved while working from home and benefited from a surging stock market.
President Biden once considered her a possible running mate. Now, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has announced she will not seek re-election, a surprise from the mayor, who says she prayed about this with her husband. She's expected to speak this morning. Health experts say the number of COVID deaths worldwide is likely more than double the official count. Probably near 1 million deaths here in the U.S. alone, say researchers at the University of Washington. The official death toll in the U.S. is about 575,000. New York City wants to begin offering COVID shots to tourists by stationing vaccine vans in Times Square and at other attractions. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
We want to go the extra mile, make it easy for tourists. If they're here, get vaccinated while you're here. It makes sense to put mobile vaccination sites where the tourists are. That is good for all of us that they get vaccinated. It's good for them.
The city hopes to get the okay to do this in the next day or two. Still no word on why a sixth grade girl allegedly shot and wounded three people at her Idaho middle school before being disarmed by a teacher. This is AP News. Evanston, Illinois is paying reparations.
Acknowledging past racist policies, Evanston, Illinois is the first American city to pay reparations. Evanston is giving eligible black residents $25,000 housing grants for down payments, repairs, or existing mortgages this year. It was introduced by Alderwoman Robin Rue Simmons.
For us to continue year after year after year to have this racial disparity without doing something radically different was unacceptable.
Fellow Alderwoman Cicely Fleming in Evanston doesn't like the way this is being done.
It fell super flat to me and in some ways was a little bit offensive, because we're essentially saying we realize we harmed you, we want to address that harm, but we're going to do that by benefiting the banks.
The average income of black families in Evanston is $46,000 less than white families. Last summer's reckoning over racial injustice revived interest in reparations across the country. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.